This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Some call him genius, legend, ladies' man. The best to ever observe the game. We want to keep him humble, so we call him Sean. This is Keeling Me Softly with Denver Post columnist Sean Keeler.
It is time to catch up with the one and only Sean Keeler. A lot to get into today, specifically with the Broncos, the Jonathan Cooper stuff. Sean wrote a piece on that last week. Today, obviously, there's a lot of focus around Bo Nix, the most popular body part in the Broncos organization has to be the right ankle, Sean.
We do. We're obsessed with it.
Yeah.
We just can't get enough of our ankle fetish and Bo and his his joints. I would say it's the joint that I said in print today. Please check it out, by the way, at DenverPost.com. Good afternoon to you, by the way, Bray. It's the joint that's got Broncos country bent out of shape. We will see where that goes.
Yeah, and your story kind of had me thinking. You know, your headline is Broncos Bo Nix, a $60 million quarterback. We'll find out this season for better or worse. Sean, here's where I am. I'm lukewarm. I really am. I don't look at Bo and say that's the obvious, you know, heir apparent to John Elway, Peyton Manning. I honestly, if I had to make a prediction that in 5 to 7 years, what it would be, I would say Bo's probably more of like the Jake Plummer type of guy. You know, good, but maybe not great.
Right. That next tier, you start with who are, great bar game, rank the Broncos quarterbacks and start the fight with Elway, Manning, and let him swing. I mean, the answer is Elway, objectively, on tenure, but, you could make a fight for PFF and make a case for the sheriff. That's fine. But then it's a bit of a, and then it's a drop-off. The late, great Craig Morton deserves a mention. He was a Super Bowl quarterback for this team. And then, then there's a my old sports editor and I used to discuss this at length because he went to Arizona State, and he was a big Jake Plummer fan, as am I. I know Jake a little. I like him as a player. I like him as a guy. He's a good dude. So, yeah, I Bo right now is like high Plummer class. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And if he would get this, like, he might be the best of that next year, and the difference would be, does he get him to a Super Bowl? Because that's really what puts, well, certainly Elway, and then certainly Manning in that Rushmore tier, is they are the franchise's Super Bowl winning QBs. It's a club of two. If Bo makes that three, he's going to be up there because he's off to a pretty good start, and that's undeniable. But, yeah, the question raised in the column is because, obviously, tied to Patrick Mahomes' new deal. I think that $63 million a year. Joe Burrow's coming to the end or near the tail end of a five-year deal that's paid him $55 million a year. And so the going rate for Bo is probably somewhere in the middle there, between $55 and $60 million. And you have to ask yourself, is he worth that? And is he playing for that? Because you've got to make a decision on that probably in the next 10 months. Like this season, going into next spring, the story is going to – it's not – story now is Bo's ankle. The story next year is going to be Bo's contract because it's up after the fall of 2027. And so if they're going to do extension stuff, I mean, they're already into it now. We've heard whispers, but the real hot and heavy of it, you would think, is going to be announced next spring, summer, next preseason camp. So what that contract could look like is going to be very, very dependent. And the column and the headline should have made this clear. That contract is going to be very dependent on what 2026 looks like. Very, 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 very much so, I would think. Or certainly is going to be impacted, because the other thing that was the genesis of that is me and another colleague were sort of asking ourselves with some of the Burnham Yard news, is Bo going to be the guy leading that team out in 2031 when they take the field for the first time that August or September, whenever they open it properly? And I don't know. I don't. And I think this season's going to say and dictate a lot of that, and that's the point of the piece.
Sean, what are you hearing, really, and what does your gut tell you after hearing all of this? What are you hearing about the ankle? What should we know? How serious? Because we heard all the clips yesterday, and Bo's making jokes about it and whatnot, but certainly Sean Payton has talked about this a lot, and he doesn't seem like the type of coach that likes to talk about injuries, yet this is the one thing he's brought up a lot. So how big of an issue is this as we sit here and talk on the 17th day of June?
On the 17th of June, and this story will change. It is a developing story, as we call it online. It's malleable. It's somewhere in the middle. I'm going to split the difference. It's not as good as Bo says, and it's not as bad as you think, if that makes sense. Because what we don't know now and what we will not know for a couple months is what happens, A, at real game speed, and B, with contact. We just have no idea. Yeah. So because – and you hate to say this, oh, that sounds like a cop-out, you jerk. Well, yeah, I'm a jerk, A. And B, yeah, it kind of is – yeah, it's kind of a cop-out. But with a stress injury like this and with a contact collision sport like this in one of the most collidable positions in pro sports – and Bo even acknowledges this himself. I'm going to get hit. We don't know what this is going to look like when I get hit. And so ask me in August, because you could only keep the saran, the bubble wrap, sorry, I said saran. You only keep the bubble wrap around this guy for so long. Now, this is the time, and this is the end of the bubble wrap phase, of these 6 months of, you know, get it in, get it followed up on, clean up stuff, you know, the bone spur stuff. He said, I could have played with it, but I wanted to get rid of it. Fine. I heard the Broncos have told me privately, personally, some different versions. I get different versions of the timeline of how this came to be, but regardless, I get it. And I get, and we've talked about this, I don't get too wound up about May and June practices. I mean, it's good. It's nice. It's not essential. And anyone who's telling you otherwise, fine. I mean, it's helpful, but it's not essential. Come the end of July, that's essential. Then we're into essential period. So, yeah, I don't know if it's catastrophic yet, but I think we don't know. And what we don't know is how that's going to hold up to the pressure, to the contact, and to that kind of scrape. And we'll see. And until we do, everything is kind of idle speculation based on history. Now he's got a good injury history in coming back from. As he's now admitted and has been reported several places, he does have a recurring ankle problem. This has been a thing. You cannot hide your medical history from not just NFL reporters, but from the league in general, because this is their livelihood. And this is how teams view you. They view you as a piece of cattle. And so everything about you is open to exposure and discussion. He has that history. And you know, the unfortunate thing is you wonder how many other teams know that history, and if, you know, hockey playoff style, this becomes a serious, you know, point of targeting, for lack of a better word. But we'll see.
Sean Keeler, we haven't done this in a while, but I've got so many questions for you. I like to condense this. You want to do some rapid fire here on a Wednesday, Sean?
I can't wait. You know, I'm going on vacation soon. Let's do it.
Oh, let's do it then. Here we go, Michael.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. Maybe not.
Rapid fire. It is.
Wow. All right, Sean, here we go. Rapid fire.
That's a hell of a sound.
Oh, my gosh. It was terrifying, wasn't it? Bo Nix, will the Broncos end up signing a big deal with him after next season? $60 million plus.
Yeah. But a deep breath, yeah. Not like, oh, yeah.
Well, that's fine. You got there. Jonathan Cooper, will he be on the Broncos roster this upcoming season?
No. Less hesitating. No.
Yeah, you were quick on that. And your great piece on that last week, by the way. Let's switch gears here. Denver Nuggets, run it back or trade one of the big names? Yes or no. Run it back. Yes or no.
No.
Colorado Avalanche. They've already made a couple of trades. We saw the Ross Colton thing. Do you see any more significant moves by the Avs, or do they run it back?
See, that's not a yes, no.
That's not. Sorry. Do they run it back? No, there we go. There we go. Broke bone rules.
Do they run it back? Yes. Yeah. Should they run it back? No, but I think they're even more inclined than the Nuggets to run it back.
Next time we talk, I will have a clean shaved face, Sean. Yes or no?
Will you?
Yeah. Will I? Two more wins.
I haven't looked at the Rockies schedule. I'll say yes.
Yeah.
Just on the randomness of baseball, though, the Cubs are a mess.
Yeah.
So you can't get too excited there. I'll say yes because your beard is scary.
It's getting there, man, huh? It's yeah. Not cool anymore.
Again, you're such a the whole handsome man thing. This just throws it off. You look like you've been out in the woods. You've been hunting for something. You've been hunting for snipe that you never found. That's kind of like this. The last picture I saw of you on X or wherever socials, I thought, has he been out in the woods?
Like, yes.
Did he get lost and just come back? But again, that's because you wear it well, and some of us have to do it as a disguise for what's beneath, or to hide our five chins.
It's just getting out of control. And you were my one hope today, because you were always like, oh man, you still look good. And then there it is. You said it. It's scary. So now we've reached Sean Keeler calling the beard scary territory. It is time to win 30 games.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
And I wish they would help you. I know it's out of your hands, but I don't know. National League is tough, brother. It's a good league. It's certainly speaking as a White Sox fan, it's certainly the better of the two leagues by some distance. So I don't love the Rocks helping you out, but I hope that they do.
Hopefully soon. Sean, you're heading out on vacation. Are we talking next week, or what are you thinking?
We could. I think I'll be in state. So if you want to call me, I may be running around somewhere. If I have a cell signal, I'm happy to talk.
We don't even have to talk sports since you're off. You know, I don't want to do stuff that's like on the clock. We could talk about our favorite TV shows.
Well, we could. Yeah, it would be great radio. Not in a pleasant way. I will leave you with this, though, as you usher me aside to more esteemed colleagues, that I played finally the illustrious intro, an overly kind intro you guys made for me for my wife. Her eyes have still not stopped rolling in the back of my head. I played it live right before she came on, and she goes, well, that's not going to give you a big head. I said, I didn't write it. They just did it. Oh, I'm going to hear that one.
Was,
so thanks for that. The reaction was real.
That was our producer, Michael Kirkpatrick, back there. I don't normally compliment him, but, he did it. He did that, Sean. He's pretty good.
You made a fat guy sound like a Michael Bay movie. I appreciate it.
Sean, appreciate it, bro. Have a great vacation, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Talk to you. See you.
34 minutes after the hour. You really you did well on that, Mike.
Yeah,
you did well.
When he was first on the phone, I was listening to him, and I heard him laughing off the air.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. We got to come up with more for all of our people, all of our guys.
I know, I lost all my creativity.
Well, you never really had much of it.
Happy June 17th, by the way.
Can you stop? I'm the big 40 today, Mike.
I'm older
than
you.
Well, yeah, obviously. The big 4-0. Faith says Miles just said Brady's 40. He definitely does not look 40. So kudos to you on June 17th. Thank you. Miles just made my day. Although the beard does age me a little bit, it does make me look a little older.
I think Miles should get an NIL deal.
Yeah, I absolutely think he should get an NIL deal for something like that. She says, I do like the new Keeling Me Softly intro. Eastside Chris on the Bo Nix take. I wanted to bring the fellas in here because Tanner was pissed off at my Bo Nix take. I know you are too because you're obsessed with the Broncos. But can you admit, do you think that Bo Nix really is going to be that guy? That guy.
I mean, if I'm the owners, I'm saying we've been burned before by a quarterback we thought was great. You need to prove it. But he is going to be that guy.
All I'm saying is I'm lukewarm. Do I think he could be good enough to get a long-term contract and be an essential franchise quarterback? I do. I think so, yeah. But I'm not looking at him as being, at this point, I wouldn't predict that he's ever going to be a top five quarterback like Sean Payton says. A top five quarterback in the league. I don't think he's Matt Stafford or Justin Herbert. I don't think he's Justin Herbert. I don't think he's Josh Allen. Obviously, he's not Patrick Mahomes. I'm just not willing to. I don't know that he's ever going to be that guy. But we'll see. And I hope I'm wrong.
I hope you're wrong too.
I do. I desperately hope I'm wrong on this. It's nothing major. He just strikes me. I mean, last year, Mike, people forget about this, but I know they'll freak out with the Jared Stidham thing and oh, you know, if he was quarterbacking the if he was a quarterback for the Broncos in the AFC Championship game, then they would have beat the Patriots. I just don't know. Keeler's article yesterday, I didn't get a chance to ask him about it. But he caught up with Chad Muma, the ex-Wyoming Cowboy star, plays for the Patriots, of course. And Sean caught up with him, and he said, hey, everyone is always playing the what-ifs, but, you know, I would say we still win that game. I think Bo is a tremendous player, but we also have to scheme up for what you're for who you're playing, and at the end of the day, we're the ones that came out on top. A lot of people just want to insert Bo into that game as if that game happens exactly the same way. Chad Muma makes a great point. You game plan guys differently. And Bo is primarily, you know, not primarily, but a mobile quarterback that runs. You throw out a completely different scheme. So stop with this, just plug Bo in and it's the exact same game, only better quarterback. The Patriots view that game way differently too. And I'm sorry, how many games did I watch this year where it was quarters one through three? We saw three and outs. Yeah, play calling wasn't great. They didn't commit to the run game enough, and I think that hurt Bo Nix. But Sean gave Bo a lot of opportunities to throw that football. I'm just saying, I have my concerns that he's, you know, about him becoming this amazing guy that everybody already believes that he is.
We Bo leave.
I want to. Still think, I think J.K. Dobbins is going to be the MVP of the team this upcoming season.
I don't care who the MVP is. The MVP could be a cheerleader.
I'm not asking.
As long as the Broncos win the Super Bowl.
Stop. I'm not. Have a take, Mike. Who do you think is going to. I don't care. It's about the team. Who do you think is going to be the best player on this roster on the offensive side of the ball next year? It's not rocket science here. You can answer that question.
Brady, it's about the team.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Also, I think it's going to be Bo.
Really? Over Jalen Waddle, huh?
Well, he's going to throw a lot to Jalen Waddle, but Waddle will be double covered, and I think Bo will be able to get it to whoever he wants on the field. He's going to have at least a 65% completion percentage this year.
What was it last year?
I don't remember.
I need to look at it. I need to find that information. He was. What did you say he was going to be?
65%.
He was 63.4. I mean, listen,
so that's a 1.4% improvement.
He threw for a lot of yards. He threw for 3,900 yards.
He's going to have good first and second halves.
He also, what people don't realize is he also led the league in actual throws. So he threw for a lot of yards, but Sean didn't run the ball.
He was trying to be John Elway-ish. I mean, he got a lot of those fourth quarter wins. The problem, the difference between him and John Elway is, one, John Elway's cannon arm, and two, John Elway didn't always have to win in the fourth quarter. And that last year was a lot of fourth quarter
wins.
That's
what I want to see is how are you in the first? A lot of times in the season, the Broncos just had a very boring offense. And there was a lot of punts. There were a lot of three and outs until the fourth quarter. So all I'm saying is pump the brakes a little bit. Fourth quarter comebacks are fun and they're fantastic. I don't think that's not sustainable. It's not. It's just not. So this is it is a monster year for Bo. No question.
You said a boring offense. Thankfully, the most boring game was all the way over there in London.
And that was,
I mean, what was that? 12-10.
That was a terrible game. And that was. I mean, was it 2 years ago when they played the Jets in the rain? Was that two? Yeah, because it was Aaron Rodgers. Bo was awful in that game. So was Rodgers, but Bo was awful. And so, again, the one crazy weather game we saw with Bo, he looked like he didn't belong in the league. And everyone says, insert Bo Nix into the snow game. And, I just don't buy it. I think Jared Stidham's getting a lot of undeserved heat. I do think the play was bad. His play. But I do think he's getting a lot of undeserved heat.
Yeah, that was just one really bad play, and that was it. He didn't have a lot of good plays.
Well,
but neither did
Drake May. The weather after halftime, it was awful, and I still believe, you know, whoever was ahead at halftime before the storm started was going to win that game, and it just so happened to be the Patriots.
Yeah, Broncos should have won that game, and I do believe. I don't think it would have been a blowout, but I do think the Broncos would have had better offense.
Eastside Chris says, I have to agree with Tanner on the Bow thing. He says, Bow is okay. Well, then you would agree with me because I'm saying Bow is okay. He said, when he went down, everyone resigned to losses. Stidham just proved it.
I didn't.
I didn't. I think I picked the Patriots. Did I pick the Patriots to win that game? I think I did. But I wouldn't have changed my mind if Bow was the quarterback. Now, the Patriots didn't play, obviously, particularly well. Again, weather was weird. But I just, there were so many people that just threw it out. Like, oh, without Bow, we're screwed. And if we had Bow, we'd win this easy. We'd win the Super Bowl. I don't know if you guys just, you guys must have watched a different season than I did. I mean, because he wasn't, it wasn't all great with Bow. And so I definitely want to see a lot more coming up next season. 42 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.